All right, a quick answer to a question that I've got about if an agent sold a property where another agent was unsuccessful in doing so. I'm going to start with my first and most classy bit of advice is, because the question is about how they can kind of say it without being a bit too tacky. And the answer is that's going to be a delicate thing. And really the easiest way is, and what I'm going to send this particular person, is I've got a full module on acquiring video testimonials in a way where it's like an interview, where we get a big, long and extended discussion about what went well in the process, what went not so flash in the process, what did they achieve, what improvements could we have made now that we've sold this property, and what do we do well that doesn't need fixing, and all of those sorts of things. So we go through a real interviewing, questioning flow. And then, of course, in the editing room, we're going to pull out what's appropriate. And so the answer really is the best way to kind of shove that home in a classy way is get your seller to do it. If your seller, and then even if they mention the agent by name, you can bleep out who that was. You know, auditorily put a beep in there, even, you know, maybe leave their lips going, that if someone really wanted to read lips, they could read that. But you could, bleep it out so that you're not naming names. But oftentimes the sellers are just going to say, hey, we'll listen with another agent, and they won't name that person. And then they'll bang on about everything they were dissatisfied about. And then, of course, we then cut and segue to what they're really happy with you about. So the most classy way is to pull out it from the seller's perspective in a cool and classy way. And if the sellers are too, you know, really, I've seen so many of them. The sellers are never that brutal that you wouldn't want to distribute that message, you know, but again, we've still got the editing room, so we can really do a good job in cutting out anything if it's too scathing and toxic, just so we can make the point that, yeah, another agent failed and did not do well in the eyes of the consumer, and yet look at how well we did. So my advice to that person is watch my video testimonial acquisition module. It's a full half-hour training of what to say and how to question it. So if you know, if you're just listening to this and you don't have access to my stuff, contact my team. I'll get you my stuff for virtual, like for so little money, you'll you know, your head will spin. So just touch base with my team. Compared to what I'm going to earn you, you know, one of at least 100 modules, one of which is the ability to, you know, and the questioning flow to pull out magic words from your client's mouth. And that's the real way to do it, is get your client to express that sentiment, because then you don't have to, and you can stay classy and above it in your marketing. All right. That's my quick answer. If that doesn't work, though, then we've got to workshop how you can say it and stay classy. But I'm telling you, follow the module. You'll get the seller to say it, and that won't be a problem. All right. Talk soon.